USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for many of the victims of convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein says Epstein's suicide means he took the easy way out.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
That's attorney Lisa Bloom speaking after Epstein was found dead in his New York City prison cell earlier Saturday morning. President Trump saying the U.S. will reciprocate after several nations, including Germany, Japan, and Canada, issued travel warnings following a series of deadly mass shootings in the U.S. The president saying under his leadership, the U.S. is, quote, a very reciprocal nation, and it will do to others what they've done to us. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What's seen as a key endorsement in the state of Iowa has been received by 2020 Democratic hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris, as former Senator Bob Dvorsky and his wife Sue Dvorsky, who served as the Iowa Democratic Party chairwoman, have officially announced their support for Harris. According to Hill, the couple has a significant influence over voters in a key area of Democratic voters in that state. Yesterday, while campaigning there, Harris said President Trump is campaigning backwards when he says make America great again.
Back to what? Back before the Civil Rights Act? Back before the Fair Housing Act? Back before Roe v. Wade? Because we're not going back.
Bayer is reportedly willing to pay as much as $8 billion to settle over 18,000 lawsuits alleging its Roundup herbicide causes cancer. There's a report talks are ongoing between the German drug and chemical maker and lawyers for plaintiffs, and they could take months to complete. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A U.S. service member who was advising Iraqi forces is dead, according to a Pentagon statement. It says the soldier died during a mission against ISIS in northern Iraq. U.S. forces were accompanying and advising Iraqi forces during that operation, and the military is now waiting to release the soldier's name until the family has been notified. Norwegian officials are crediting a 75-year-old man with possibly averting a mass shooting at a mosque on Saturday. A Norwegian man in his 20s shot through the mosque's locked glass door to try to gain access, but as he tried to enter, the older man overpowered him, putting him in a chokehold and then sitting on top of him until police arrived. Officers did find a body of a young woman in the suspect's home, claiming it was one of his relatives. Only one person ended up suffering minor injuries, though, at the mosque attack. And a former NFL cornerback is preparing for a hearing on Tuesday after admitting that he broke into his ex-girlfriend's apartment late last year and tried to kill her in front of her children. Lawyers representing Brandon Browner, who played for the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots, want a judge to allow their client to vacate the no-contest plea that he entered last December. He'd been charged with similar crimes before. If you have some time on this weekend to discover our online presence, go ahead. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.